Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Thing First.
What did he prove? Is that the question?
Yeah.
That he is the one. He is the one. He is the answer to all I've wanted my entire life as a Bears fan. The Bears, plenty of reason to doubt them. Caleb Williams, no.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
We love talking to Danny Parkins. It happens every week at this time, 1 o'clock on a Wednesday. Check Danny out on the newly expanded First Things First from 4 to 5 on Fox Sports 1. He is at Danny Parkins on X, and he joins us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Hey, Danny, can I show you something?
Please. Yeah, of course.
Ray printed it out on our color printer. He used the color ink for this.
Wow, you guys got a color printer. Things are going well.
It's look at this. It's the playoff picture. And you see where the Bears are?
Yeah. I can kind of see that, but they're the sixth seed, right? They would have the Lions in a Ben Johnson revenge spot.
Yes. But isn't it weird to just see this? See this on November 12th?
Makes me nostalgic for the in the hunt graphic.
Or that's your Fox company's graphic. They do the best job with that. And I love it because it has like 12 teams on it.
What don't we do the best job with over here? Am I right? the in the hunt graphic is if the Bears just become like a perennial power, one of the unintended consequences and a small casualty of being a superpower is we will never be in the hunt graphic again, which is I'm gonna have like a wistfulness to that. I'm gonna miss that a little bit. But somehow I think we'd be able to soldier on if it was like, man, are the Bears gonna have home field advantage throughout the playoffs or merely win the division and be a 2 or a 3 seed? Like, I think we'd get over not being in the hunt graphic.
Follow me on this, Danny. The Bears are indeed in position to win this division. They have a chance because I'm looking at everybody else's schedule. I'm looking at their own schedule. It's really just a matter of if Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson continue to grow and also whether or not they get healthy people back on defense.
Yeah, I think it's a little right. I like the caveat at the end there. They can win the division. I don't think they will. I think that the schedule gets a lot tougher. I think Green Bay's defense is excellent, and while Jordan Love is inconsistent in a hilarious way and they're suffering some injuries on offense, I do think, their three losses, they allowed 10 to Philly, 16 to Carolina, and 13 to Cleveland. Green Bay's defense is going to win them a lot of games. And then Detroit, I still think, is the best team in the division. So I'd be very, very surprised if the Bears won the division. But there is a path, as you mentioned. And part of the reason why you hire Ben Johnson, there's a million of them, and this is just somewhere on the list. But one of the reasons is familiarity with the NFC North. Like, the Bears, obviously could have beaten the Lions last year on Thanksgiving. They could have beaten the Vikings in that game that went to overtime last year when they scored 27 and Caleb had 340 and two touchdowns and no picks. They could have beat Green Bay both times. One was on the, you know, the blocked field goal, and then the other one they did win in week 18. So even if they are going to be an underdog in the Packers games, in the last Lions game, like, they can win those games as an underdog. So, yes, there's a path to winning the division, but I wouldn't pick it right now.
Well, and Danny, we asked this question to begin our show, and we had some fun with that playoff graphic because it is not in the hunt. And I did ask the question, if they win on the road at Minnesota Sunday, especially because that's the team that they've seen once already this season, how much does that change your expectation and evaluation of this team?
That's a good question. I don't know what could happen in that game that would make me change my evaluation of the team. Because, like, if the defense balls out, I assume most of us are going to be like, well, yeah, J.J. McCarthy's just not that good, maybe ever, or certainly yet. You know, I don't. And then I think we're at the point where we are expecting the offense to be somewhere between average and great, and we'd be surprised if they were really bad. So I don't know if there's anything that could happen against Minnesota that would make me change, like, the overall outlook of the team.
Well,
was there for one of you guys?
Well, I think it's more of the expectation that this team should make the playoffs if they move to 7-3 on the season.
Right. Listen, we can game out all of these scenarios, but it is worthwhile to remember that, you know, Green Bay lost to Cleveland and Carolina. Miami blew out Atlanta and blew out Buffalo and then got blown out in the two games in between them, including one of those to Cleveland. Like, Buffalo beat the Chiefs thoroughly and then got blown out by the Dolphins. Like, it is such a week-to-week league that, like, if the Bears get to 7-3 and beat Minnesota, that doesn't mean they won't lose to the Browns. You know, like, that's just how the league works. And I don't think they are... I mean, they would have lost to the Giants probably if Jackson Dart didn't get hurt, right? Now, no one's going to remember that if they get to 10 wins and they make the playoffs. But, like, that's just part of how it goes here. So maybe it sounds like you guys are a little bit – I don't even think I'm pessimistic. I am wildly enthused by what I am seeing, and it's been so crazy entertaining. But I don't really feel like I am yet watching a great football team. I feel like I'm watching a really – improving offense and a really exciting football team, and a one that is 6-3, but probably pretty easily could be 3-6. And, like, that's the huge middle class that is the NFL.
No, you're right, but I don't even think they're a good football team. I just think they're a team with a winning record that's they're bum slayers. They've beaten a bunch of bums. But my point is, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have more chance to improve over the course of these last 8 games than anybody else because they have not scratched the surface on their actual potential yet. They're still a work in progress. Most of these other teams, we know what they are.
You think you know... I don't know. I wonder if that's, like, hometown, like, bias, right? Like, the Lions changed their play caller this week, like, after losing an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator. So, like, do the Lions fully know what they are yet?
Yeah, I think they're the class of the division. That's what they are. I know what they are.
Right, but you would agree that if the Bears changed their play caller, that would be a massive story, right? And that would be a massive change. Not just because it's Ben Johnson, but, like, that's a big thing that like, the Niners think they're going to the playoffs. Will Brock Purdy play for them this year? That's a pretty big thing that could change the complexion of how we look at who the Niners are over the course of the year. So I think that we're 10 weeks into this thing. A lot of things are going to change between now and the end. But the truth is, you and I are in agreement. Detroit is going to make the playoffs. I think we're in agreement that even the loser of Rams, Seahawks, I think both of those teams are going to make the playoffs. The Bucs are going to win the NFC South. They will be in the playoffs. And then the Eagles are going to win the NFC East. So that's 5 NFC teams that are locked. And then it's Bears, Packers, and Niners. And depending on what you think of Carolina, 2 of those 3 teams will make it. Like that's what the Bears have accomplished at this point in the season. It's 2 out of 4 or 2 out of 3 teams for 2 spots.
Yeah, and I feel like that is fair. And that's kind of why I wanted to bring it up to begin with, is because I think questions like this do help people evaluate the team. I'm with you. There's a lot about the NFC North that I still think is at least up in the air, as far as it's not the same confidence that you can evaluate these teams with that you had last year. You know, like you mentioned, we see Dan Campbell calling the plays on the sideline. I thought that the Micah Parsons trade meant that Green Bay was a Super Bowl contender, and we've seen how inconsistent they have been. In fact, we were playing cuts on the afternoon show from callers in Wisconsin talking about how good the coach is in Chicago. You know, there's a lot that's undecided.
Love that bit. That's a great bit. Out of town sports radio is a great bit. Love that.
Good it job, is. ITR. And like, that was Tanny just listening to post game calls, and like that, not only does it show, number one, how things have changed, but also number two, I don't think there's a lot of truths to be had in the division right now that you can lean on.
Yeah, it's a very competitive division. There's very good coaches. I know everyone wants to write off J.J. McCarthy yet, but we'll see. He's played the least of all of those guys. It's a very, very tough division, and I like where the Bears stand. Like, I like the Bears coach. I like the Bears quarterback. I like a lot of talent on the team. If Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson both come back this year, I mean, that's a real potential boon to the defense. I don't think it solves everything, but I think it's a real reason for optimism. So, yeah, I mean, there's a path here where the Bears make the playoffs and then are very dangerous in the playoffs if the offense – I mean, if the offense improves over the next 8 weeks, I think to what Marshall was driving at earlier, as much as they did in the last 10, like, this team could be pretty damn scary at the end of it. Can I ask you guys a question,
by the way? Of course.
Okay. It feels like – and I'm not sure if you agree, and I don't know if this has been talked about at all locally. It feels like we're nibbling around the edges of a decision regarding Caleb Williams that might impact how Bears fans refer to him for the next, like, 15 years. And that is, people are starting to talk nicknames. Like, Iceman seemed to come out of that little video. With the Bears, I saw someone commented and called him C. Willie. I really like what I said on TV, but I'm obviously biased because I said it. Like, I think he is the one, and you could play like that clip of Morpheus at Soldier Field, and, like, because he does his Houdini acts of, like, escaping sacks and evading pressure. It's like Neo in the Matrix dodging bullets. Like, I'm just, I don't know, and like I like if you can play a clip of a movie that everybody loves on a stadium jumbotron and the whole crowd goes insane. So, like, imagine, like, if, let's say, like, the one, like, caught on, and then, like, the Bears are down 4 with 90 seconds and 2 timeouts left, and they just put on the jumbotron Morpheus going, he is the one. And then it cut to Caleb Williams running onto the field. Like, the place would go ballistic. And like, I also kind of like Iceman, because you could be like, that's right, Iceman, I am dangerous. And like, Val Kilmer could like click his teeth. Like, I think there's like real potential here, but we can't do C. Willie. We can't allow that to happen. And I just feel like we have to nudge fans in the right direction on what this nickname could become.
Well, the problem is it's Theo Benedad who's leading the charge on C. Willie. He said, we call it C. Willie time because he's just as cool as ever in the fourth quarter. So when it's the left tackle, doesn't that get the biggest vote here?
The irony, Danny, is that Theo Benedet and his lack of consistency and protection in the passing game has allowed him to have those opportunities to play the Neo character.
Yeah. Layla, I think if Darnell Wright was leading the charge, that would carry a lot more weight with me than Theo. Like, you know what I mean? Should he have more of a say in Caleb Williams' nickname than me? I don't think so. Like, I actually am not positive that he should. And so I just don't want us to rush into a decision on this. I don't want anyone to make a wrong decision. Mm-hmm. You can't choose your own nickname. It's often given to you. Like by the way, Victor Wembanyama, it goes by Wemby. I kind of thought Big Vic was better. I thought Big Vic was better. I lost out on that one. Like, his Instagram handle is Wemby. Everyone's calling him Wemby. I lost. I'm willing to lose the vote, but I would suggest the one or maybe Neo, like a Matrix style theme. But again, I'm just a humble servant of Bears fans here. Oh, you know, wow. So I want the discussion to happen because I don't think we can allow it to be C. Willie.
Let me kick back. Iceman can't be it because that's Paul Wall. So we're not doing that. So the one may be better.
Iceman is Val Kilmer in Top Gun.
The Iceman is Paul Wall.
Listen, Iceman is Val Kilmer in Top Gun.
No, I understand both of your references. Let me just back up and say, why does he need to have a nickname in this manner? Why can't Caleb itself be the nickname? Here's why. It's biblical, right? And so it's of biblical proportions. And if you know who Caleb was in the Bible and his role in getting to the promised land, which is where Bears fans want Caleb to take us, I think that fits. It's one name. Sometimes, like, Mike was just Mike, okay? Caleb is just Caleb.
Listen, I don't know that we're ready necessarily.
No, I'm not putting him on the same level as Mike.
Well, because he was also Air Jordan. It's not like he did not have nicknames. And by the way, to your point, though, Marshall, most NFL quarterbacks do not have nicknames. Like, Mahomes doesn't have a nickname. Josh Allen doesn't have a nickname. Lamar Jackson doesn't have a nickname. Like, they are more like Prince, like it's just Lamar, Josh, Mahomes. Like, we do normally Stafford. Now it can't be Williams. So to your point, it would be Caleb. Like, it would be like that. That is normally how QBs go. But back in the day, like, Broadway Joe for Joe Namath, like, there is precedent for it, is all I'm saying. And I just, when I saw C. Willie, I became very, very concerned. And I thought this is a big issue for me.
C. Willie's too close to Free Willie, and that's the first thing that comes to my mind. I don't want to go down that path.
Yeah, Free Willie was a good movie. It really tugged at the heartstrings. Shouldn't there have been an easier way? Like, could he really have cleared that wall? I feel like the bloopers, the alternate ending of Free Willy, is that whale just jumps on a wall and dies.
Wow. That got dark very quickly.
Very Simpsons ending out of you.
I'm just saying, that's what would have actually happened. No whale could have cleared that wall.
I just want to point out that Sea Willy has nothing to do with Free Willy. It's Chili Willy, the little penguin. This does not help the cause of the Sea Willy nickname.
Oh, but, yeah, I knew. But Chili, you know, Willy, Chili Willy the penguin. Yeah,
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
It doesn't help. Doesn't give it any cool points.
So you want? You just wanted
saying,
to
be... he can't be Sea Willy. I'm not going to allow it. That I will openly campaign against.
But the one is your vote. That is your you're saying you initiated this, the one campaign.
On. You want to go toe to toe against Theo Benedict for this? I mean, that,
say again?
The Canadian
Eagle? You
want to
go toe to toe against Theo Benedict for this? Is there a physical matchup involved?
Well, like, obviously no. But a battle of like wits and influence and like public sway. Like, I think I'm willing to possibly engage with him on that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know him at all, but like, again, like, I feel like my megaphone against his, like, I've got a shot in that battle, is all I'm saying. And like, no disrespect to Theo, I just think we can do better. It's all I'm saying. And by the way, if Caleb loves it, then I'm on board. I'm willing to lose. I just don't want us to, like, oh, wow, Theo Benedict commented on Instagram, and now our quarterback is C. Willie. Like, that's just not enough.
I'm just happy we're able to have this conversation, because that means wins are piling up and Caleb Williams is becoming the player who he was destined to be as the number one overall pick.
And also, the Bears got a coach fired, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. Bears did get a coach. Right. And by the way, we should be willing to have this conversation anyway. Like, this is what, and the analysis is whatever. Like, everybody watches the games. You have your opinion. You're not going to be like, this is the bread and butter of what we do here. And I think it matters. And so, again, most likely he will just be Caleb, which is great. It's a sweet name. There's never been anyone else who's been Caleb. I get it, but it can't be C. Willie. It can't.
That's the bottom line. It just can't. That's the takeaway here. It cannot be C. Willie. That's where you draw your line in the sand.
Yeah, and you guys, Grody needs to be going around to people at Hallis Hall and asking how many people call. Like, can we get some boots on the ground reporting here? Like, who can we text? Like, who can we ask? What does DJ Moore call him?
Ray's on it right now. He's going to.
What is Roma Dunze? What does Roma Dunze call him? What does Antoine Randall call him? Like if they all call him C. Willie, then the battle is lost. Like the war is over. And I'm late to it. But I wanna nip it in the bud prematurely if it's just one guy on Instagram. That's what I'm saying.
I think technically it was a press conference, right?
Yeah, like it was an actual
press
scrum.
Availability.
Yeah. All right, fine. Whatever it was.
I know what DJ Moore calls him, Bossy. That's what DJ Moore calls him.
Yeah, he called him Boss. That's true. That's a good point.
So he might be the boss.
He's the first one who speaks on the track.
Yep.
In the words of Khalees. All right, Danny, we'll continue to try to figure that out. But I kind of like the idea of people just calling him what they want to. I'm not here to gatekeep.
Well, that's the difference between you and me.
At least you admit it. At least you're self-aware and know what your standing is. Appreciate
Damn
you, Danny.
Straight. Hey, by the way, again, not to it's your show and I'm a guest, but like you can call him whatever you want between 10 and 2 on the score. Are you? Right? You know what I mean? So like it I'm just saying, I'm calling him the one. I don't care if it's an army of one calling him the one. When he gets, how did he escape some of those sacks?
No, that's fair. That was very Matrix. Very Matrix.
Right?
Yep.
Like he sees the game differently. Everyone else is slow. He is fast. We've been waiting for him forever. It's a revelation. At the beginning, it was rocky and inconsistent, and he didn't totally believe, but then he evolved over the course of the movie. Then it was a franchise-altering thing that spanned multiple generations, kind of changed the way we viewed cinema in many ways, a signature thing. Like, he is the one.
Draws a lot of parallels to how AI is going to use humans in a few years. No, I feel you, Danny.
Yeah,
it's not bad
sure.
at all.
We'll yeah, let, there's we'll going to be a spinoff. It's going to be John Wick in 20 years.
Thanks, Danny. Enjoy the next upcoming hour that you can watch, Danny, by the way, 4 to 5 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. That is newly expanded First Things First. So we will enjoy him there as well. Danny, thanks for coming on.
Can't wait. We'll do it again next week. See you guys.
Yes,
thanks,
we will. Maybe we'll have an answer by then. Danny mentioned him. Mark Grody next with the very latest from Hallis Hall, including following up on a question we had as a show. We'll do it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I need talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBM.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
You ate my beer!
Okay.
Mark Grody is our Bears reporter. He is the co-host of Raheemy Harrison Grody, and he hosts the Take the North podcast, TTN. He does it all for us and covers the Bears right here on 670 The Score. And he joins us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Mark is not tucked away in some sort of closet today at Soldier Field. He is out there with a Bears background. Mark, what's going on?
Yeah, I am in the Bears official interview room that we are in on a daily basis, unless the crowd expands or if it's a special day, then we go into one of the auditoriums. But that is the place from which I am broadcasting today, and it's good to see everybody because I sometimes don't have enough time to set up for our Twitch folks. So here I am out here at Hallis Hall, and a little bit of news to start the day, or at least I'll just call it an update on Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson. And per Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, he said that they should be able to get both of those guys back, Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson, at some point at the end of the season, according to Johnson. But still, Johnson says, to be determined on when those clocks will start clicking, as he put it. Ben Johnson said, and this is heartening to hear. I mean, Jalen Johnson is in the building, for those that were wondering. He's in the building today, as a matter of fact. And Ben Johnson said he chatted with Jalen Johnson in the weight room again today, and that Jalen Johnson, and I know people have been seeing him on social media, Jalen Johnson, per Ben Johnson, is expected or excited with where he is right now, and that he's hopeful that he's going to be out on the practice field in the near future. That does leave things a little bit ambiguous still. That is certainly not close to being exact, but it's a little bit of optimism. On Kyler Gordon, guys,
yeah,
the Bears are still thinking, Layla, that it's going to be a short-term IR stint for him, which in a short term is 4 weeks for Kyler Gordon, having missed this last game. So there's still optimism. You know, I'm assuming that Gordon is a little bit ahead of Jalen Johnson. That's the real wild card, Jalen Johnson. But Kyler Gordon could be back in a few weeks.
Well, that's it to me, is Jalen Johnson. Anything for me is a bonus to see him playing before the end of the year. That would be a huge bonus. But the Kyler Gordon update, the initial quote that a lot of people had was back at some point before the end of the season, to which you're saying, well, that's not the shorter version of injured reserve. So I'm glad to hear there was some clarification there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there had been a lot of gray area, and there probably was actual gray area. I don't think this is one of those cases where the Bears were holding back on information or trying to gray area us. I just think it's these are two injured players, and you don't know how fast they're going to heal, and you can't really get a projection until you start to hear from the players, hear from the trainers, hear from the doctors. And obviously they have, and there's just a little bit of optimism. And obviously with the Bears being 6-3, there's going to be a little bit more injury. There could be more risk-taking than there would have been if the Bears weren't in a position, as they are right now, to compete for the NFC North title.
Mark, I hope that you have found a way to get some clarity after being thoroughly confused about this whole living in the known thing. Can you confirm that you have some clarity?
You know, I think it was one of our most popular topics yesterday.
It's interesting. Feedback. Yeah, I'm shocked at how many people like texted in and like have messaged since then about it.
It's living in the known.
Yeah, so this is interesting. Now I'm going to let you guys listen to what I have here, and I can't wait to hear your interpretation of it. I was talking to Robbie beforehand, and he asked me if I got to the bottom of it. Robbie can chime in here on this as well. But let's say about halfway into the press conference today, I did ask Ben Johnson about what players have been talking about. And I had assumed, echoing Ben Johnson about living in the known, I was wrong. Listen to this.
How do you define living in the known? Because it's something that a lot of the players are uttering to us when they
talk about these games and the opportunities they've had.
I can't take credit for that because really Antoine Randall is such an integral part of what we're doing. Really, the entire coaching staff is doing a phenomenal job. They really are. And yet, L's got an opportunity each week on Fridays to come up and talk with the team in the team meeting. And that's something he kind of struck on a few weeks ago, and it's really started to carry through for us, where he's talking about you start with this hope going into the season, and then you start pulling away with some of these wins, and you start believing in what we're doing and the progress that we're making as a team. And then you get the next step is knowing what's going to happen next. And so it's really, I think he's been the one behind that movement. I'm glad the guys have really resonated with what he's said. It's kind of the vision of this coaching staff. You bring in all these guys with so many different experiences, from playing at this level to coaching here for a long time. And I think each and every one of them has had a profound impact on our team.
Well, what are you going to say to the guy who's from here, huh, Grody? It's one thing if other people say it. But now you got to go up against Antoine Randall L.
You're saying to me, just because Antoine Randall L. comes into Hallis Hall with seven immediate Bears to his name, that I have to bow down now to Antoine Randall L.? No, I can't wait to talk to Antoine Randall L. about this. I haven't had many opportunities this year just because of the simultaneous nature of the interviews that go on, that I haven't had a lot of talks or speaks with Antoine Randall L. this year, but you bet I will. I'm still not sure I understand it.
I thought it was explained the same way we explained it to you yesterday, actually, based on what he's saying about you're hoping, and then you're starting to believe with more results, and then you know. And
Mark,
then you know.
Let me use another example. Yeah. Let's try it with Cubs free agency.
Oh, no.
Or the Cubs at the trade deadline. There's hope, there's belief, and there's the known.
What do you know, though? I got it. The hope and the belief. I was like, we're on a roll here. And then he said, like Ben Johnson, I think quoting him or paraphrasing at the very least, knowing what's going to happen next. How do you know what's going to happen next?
You know, based on the past and what's happened.
Really? Well, also just in the NFL?
But I took it to mean like when he says, oh, you know, especially Caleb Williams, when he was talking about like, oh, we got to have a perfect week of practice to beat this team, or they're not confident in X, Y, or Z plan. And this time they're like, no, we know we can do this. We have a plan. People have roles now. Everybody seems to be functioning much more properly. So that's what I took it to mean. Like they understand what the assignments are.
And
they
heard Ben Johnson say, once the wins start coming, you now not just believe and hope, you actually see the results, and now you know what has to happen to get to the desired.
No.
And the Cubs hope that they would get
it. Don't add in what has to happen. He said knowing what's going to happen.
Yes.
That's where I get triggered. Yeah, that's where I
get triggered. Okay, this is about you not believing in the Bears.
But like,
that's
for example, the Cubs hope.
No, it's not. No, Marshall, that is incorrect. Don't put that on me.
The Cubs hope they would get a pitcher at the trade deadline. Then they got one. But I don't know that they know that Michael Soroka was going to make the biggest difference for them.
Is Shota Imanaga coming back? Is that what I heard from
Ted
Hoyer
today?
Figure,
they got the qualifying offer given to him, but then you know another team would have to swoop him up, and they would have to give up a draft pick. But
I don't think they want him. I don't think, even though Jed Hoyer's talking about the relationship, I don't think they want him. I don't think they want that.
Well,
back
if you didn't want him, you wouldn't give him the qualifying offer. So,
good point.
Cubs hit might be two words. It might be one word. We'll find out later.
But that's my parallel.
Is that where we're heading? Oh man, God, they won a playoff series this year, and you're giving them one word, Marshall?
I said maybe. Man. I said might be. Meanwhile, I know this time every week we get kind of a check in on what the head coach is saying about the quarterback. What can you tell us about the latest on Caleb Williams' development?
Yeah, you know, a lot of questions about Caleb Williams's ability to improvise, his elusiveness in avoiding sacks. That was a big topic of conversation out here today. But I want to zero in on what Ben Johnson said about, look, man, when the special moments are happening, or I should just say the off script, the improvising, nobody knows what's going to happen when Caleb has the ball in his hand, and there's a fine line, and there can be some conflict to it as well. Here's Ben Johnson on Caleb's improvising.
When you see Caleb do some of these things at the last second, spin, you know, kind of backwards out of the way, in your head, are you sitting there going, oh, look out, or are you living and dying with, you know, he backpedals 6 yards in the middle of a scramble the other day?
I'm thinking I'm the best coach in America. A play call, wouldn't it? No, I think that's the beauty behind what we have going right now is, you know, as a coaching staff, we try to get that primary receiver open as much as we can, and sometimes the defense doesn't cooperate with you, and so Caleb knows that if we can't get one to two, or if the you know he's feeling the pressure, that he can still make us right, and we can still have a good play. So I think that's a cool thing about where we're at right now.
What did you make of that, Mark? Because I'm trying to figure out. I know we're not there yet, but are we getting closer to being there yet?
When you say closer to where?
To being end result of where I want Caleb Williams to be as far as running this offense in the fashion that Ben Johnson wants it, and to be doing everything he wants, whether that's throwing, running, or making better decisions between the two things.
Well, I took two things out of it. Living in the now, that's number one. Aww. That's how I interpreted that. Number two is it's where we all are with Caleb Williams, and that is
where we're at in terms of good.
Where we're at in terms of good, yes, yes. No, I will expand further than that, or else that would be really tragic for me and for the radio station. But I think he's where we all are, as in you want to see the special, you want to see him do the spin moves, but if there are guys open downfield, and it's even if it's at the last second, you want to see him fire the ball down the field and find the open guys. And look, it's a fine line, and there's no way Ben Johnson isn't still learning and trying to figure it out on the daily basis what he has in Caleb, what he should allow that he wouldn't allow other quarterbacks to do. But there are still coaching points every single week where they're sitting down and they're watching the tape, and Ben Johnson is saying, did you need to get out of the pocket right there? Did you need that? I mean, or could you have thrown it to this guy in the flat? Or did you see this guy open down the field? So I do think he is, in a lot of ways, while much more advanced than us, in a similar place as a lot of people that are watching Caleb Williams and trying to build this perfect concoction and mix of playing within the structure, but then also doing the special when that is allowed or allotted to you out on the field. But really, it all comes down to living in the now, in the known, yes.
See, now you're mocking the thing that you followed up on, and you took it seriously enough to follow up on it, but then you didn't like the answer.
Well, what am I, come out here and lie to you guys? I didn't dislike the answer. It was just the hope, the belief I get. Knowing what's going to happen next, I don't get, because nobody ever knows what's going to happen next in the NFL, especially on a team that is learning, a team that is developing in so many different ways. So, look, I don't want to like look like I'm poo-pooing. I love that they have this motto, but I just personally, as a, you know, I'd like to think of myself as an intellectual. I like to learn things and know things and really interpret them.
This is analytical. It's projecting based on what has happened.
All I wanted was for him to qualify as you.
I think
you
Layla thinks I'm being
well.
Difficult.
No, I actually think you explained it the best yet then.
Okay.
So.
No. Yeah. Well,
no, I actually
to you, Layla,
appreciate
for,
your commentary on it.
And I appreciate you and credit work, because it was Marshall who came up with some ideas yesterday. I get it. But Layla is the one who said, let's explore this topic. And here we are, day two, still trying to interpret.
Sounds like we need a day three.
I have a feeling.
Can't wait
that
till you talk to the players.
I don't think we have to come to a consensus. Yeah. I know what they were trying to say. That I'm confident about.
I don't.
But I also laugh because I know that the hope and belief thing applies to a lot of what happens now just around us in sports. So I feel like there is some good points to be made about the first two parts for sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hope, belief, like go for it. Like put that up all over the place. Cheese it up real good. Make that your motto. I don't care what you have to do. Acronym it. That's cool. Whatever. But I'm just a reporter trying to figure something out. And maybe, who knows, maybe I'll have a little something for the afternoon show today once I get myself into the locker room. We'll see where that adventure takes me today.
What's really scary is if it's a philosophical question, then we've got a whole ball of wax to deal with. Then we'll spend more time on it than we did our grades. Mark Brody, we appreciate your time as always from Palace Hall, and we look forward to your next Bears hit. What time is it today?
Today's Bears hit will be at 5 p.m. on the Spiegel and Holmes show
today.
Ooh, all right. Yes. Well, we have that to go with. So, Mark, we'll look forward to it then, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay, guys. Live in the known. Bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye. You just fade out there. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. If you thought that was out there, just wait until you hear what Joe Burrow had to say about crystals. Yep. We're going to do that next.
I'm thinking I'm the best coach in America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen to Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And Mike Florio was on earlier with us. He talked about quarterback Joe Burrow, which reminded me of a video that ESPN Bengals reporter Ben Baby had put out on Instagram. Joe Burrow is nearing a return, and in the meantime, we should have known. We should have known he's a crystals guy.
There are some theories that crystals may be involved in the healing process. Is that what do you make of that?
Doesn't everybody have crystals? I got some crystals, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine it did, but I guess you never know.
Your face.
I love it, actually, because you know what? Lean into it, Joe Burrow. You're back. You're on your road to recovery. You're going to be back Thanksgiving weekend for a big game, I believe, against the Ravens. And you know what? Lean into your crystals. Wear a crystal around your neck. Like, just do your thing, Joe Burrow. You know why? Because Joe Burrow, he deserves better.
He's an outside thinker, that Joe Burrow. He thinks outside the box.
He deserves better. Deserves better than that defense he's been paired with for the last however many years. Deserved better than that offensive line he had the first, 2 years? Why
that was
he
a choice.
Hurt?
They made a choice to go after receiving rather than offensive line.
I'm talking
help.
About early Joe Burrow, though.
I know. I am, too.
He needs help. He's a great talent. He needs help.
It's getting close to my Save Luis Severino sad piano. Are you on the Save Joe Burrow sad piano?
I don't know. It's becoming crystal clear that he needs help.
I do love it, though, especially when people will, like, really hype up the question about something fairly, like, relatively innocuous in the large scheme of society. And then it's like, hey, rumors have it that you've been doing X, Y, and Z. And it's like, oh, this is a big deal. And then the person's like, yes, and? Oh, it's not a big deal? What? Contrast. I love that. So I feel like Joe Burrow did that really well in that moment. Do your thing, Joe Burrow. If the crystals help you, just tell us how you do it. Give us some tips. I'm always interested in life.
Also, get off the IR on my fantasy team. Can you come back to life? Now, so Caleb Williams and Matt Stafford are my other quarterbacks, so I'm fine. But it would be nice to have Joe Burrow available to me as well.
Do you guys have any like hippie things that you believe in as well, like Joe Burrow with crystals? Like, I know a lot of people believe in horoscopes or believe in their astrological signs or believe.
Don't get me started. Like that. Don't get me started.
Okay, so I didn't really until like some things happened that were like super direct and uncanny, and I was like, okay, maybe there's something to this. But I just don't think that your birthday determines your personality.
Right. The amount of women that have come at my neck because of when I was born is just insane.
Well, that's because you're a Gemini.
Well, but I'm a May Gemini, not a June Gemini. June Geminis are the crazy ones. I'm quite sane.
You know who's a June Gemini?
Who's that?
Half of the show coming up next.
Lawrence? Oh, is that why he's looking at me like that?
The way he just ran into the window of the studio to stare us down.
It's well documented.
If you get a text from a girl saying, hey, what time were you born? Run. I know for a fact.
No, I've answered that question. I've done well on that.
I have too, but then like I get like, ooh, bad time. It's like, I have no control over that.
But that's kind of the point.
Yeah. And you know what's great about that?
Do you know how many people want to blame other people for things that are not under their control? How much time do we have in
this show? But the fact if someone won't be with me because I was born at 11:20 is insane. That's where I don't understand.
When I was younger, I liked the challenge of convincing them that, hey, you should give me a shot, despite what the horoscope, the astrology, and all of it says. Now I'm just like, next.
Here's the thing. I just don't know what I don't know. So I'm willing to understand that that could involve other things such as geology aspects in life and for, say, measuring the stars in ways that I don't understand.
Did you say geology because of the crystals?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, we live off of oil. That's a big deal to a lot of people. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Stones are important.
I just try not to cast the first one.
There you go. Caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670, 0670. Will receive a pair of tickets to Football After Dark after Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd, with special guest Nashawn Wright. I am hosting. So these are always a fun conversation. I got to do them last year, and they are sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city. So let's talk to one of them, June Geminis, next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score, Spiegel and Holmes in transition.
Hippy dippy baloney.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.